Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word. And I'm joined by my illustrious and amazing co-host, Miss 100%. And tonight, we got in the house Big Chuck of Big Chuck Entertainment and his homie straight out of Alabama. So if y'all want to holler at us, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. Of course, we want to hear from you. Go to our Smooth Drama site. You can join our Yahoo group from there. You can jump into the chat room there, listen, watch videos, everything that we got going. We, of course, want to connect with you. And we social network on Twitter. I'm Smooth Drama. You follow me, I'll follow you back. Everywhere else, tag my yearbook, Facebook. I'm Dick Hugger. So add me, I'll add you back. And as always, last but not least, we say the best for last. If you want to get your stalk on with Miss 100%, how can we do that?
You can get your stalk on by hitting me up on tag as Miss Sure Thing or Thang, THANG. Miss 100% spell out on Facebook, or you can email me at imnotonbs@yahoo.com.
Is that easy?
It's that easy.
It's that easy. Well, I mean, we ain't got a lot of time, because if y'all haven't been keeping up, it's the end of the world tomorrow, the 21st, again. So...
so this is the last time you'll hear Smooth Drama.
Again.
So you got to get in where you fit in.
Yes. We're going hard in the paint tonight since it's the last night. So if you ain't ready for this low post dunk in your face, it ain't our fault.
Really?
Speaking of which, I guess the administration is going hard in the paint because Muammar Gaddafi is dead. So, as you know, now that Gaddafi is dead, all the problems in the hood will be solved. People going to start getting jobs again, and everything's going to be good.
Yeah, because he was apparently the one person that was holding us all back from reaching our destiny, huh? Is that what it is?
Well, I mean, first, it was Bin Laden, but, you know, I guess the economy improved a little bit once we killed Bin Laden, and now we done killed Gaddafi, and that's it.
Okay, yeah. So all our problems are solved, ladies and gentlemen.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so.
there ain't nothing else to say. I mean, I'm about to go and make it rain tonight. Celebration.
Well, I mean, isn't that ironic how all of our problems are solved the day before, the evening before the last day on Earth?
Yeah.
Really?
You know what's funny about that? If the world is ending on Friday, why kill him on Wednesday?
Right.
You know, just let him go out with the rest of it. You could have tortured him for a couple of days.
Yeah, because we know U.S. government loves torture folks.
Right.
In favor of pastime.
Not that I'm saying that that's really him that they killed, but we ain't even going to get into that.
That's a whole nother show right there.
Yes, that's a whole nother show. And speaking of that, you know, since we are kind of playing off that it's the last show, I gotta say, since we going, it may be time for us to go, because you know, I ain't trying to be racist or stereotypical or whatnot, but there's some things that's been going on with black men. You know how we black people, we got it hard stereotypically. Men in general, because everybody's supposedly scared of us because of how bad and fearsome we are.
Mm-hmm. FOB.
Yeah. So I'm hearing about this brother in Jersey, Haters Caesar, who's not only breaking into folks' cars, but he's shitting in the back seat. That's his signature. And I'm like, it's already hard enough to be a black man in America. You know, people clutching they purses in the elevator and all that, see us cross the street. Now we gonna be known as the people that break into your car and shit in the back seat too.
How did they find you? Did they do DNA analysis on the pile of shit?
All I know is that I wouldn't want to be the one that had to do the analysis.
Oh, wow.
And supposedly there was a couple of other cars that he did that to also, which it won't be that easy to. It won't be that hard to prove, because I'm thinking there ain't a lot of people that's breaking in the cars and shitting in the back seat.
Probably not. You think it's a copycat out there?
Yeah, I doubt that. And what makes it so bad is the fact that I ain't ready to be known for that. I'm cool with the other stereotypes. I mean, if we're gonna be stereotyped against. All right, but scared of me in the elevator and all that, but I don't want to be known for shitting in the back seat.
Be known as boo-boo the fool.
Yeah, exactly. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's just taking us to a whole nother low. So somebody, when Caesar go to jail, beat the shit out of him. Hey, dog, you can't be doing that to us.
Wow.
Got enough. Or like this other guy
his name is Kimberly.
Yeah. One, he's a man named Kimberly. And I guess Kimberly has been seducing his next door neighbor's dog. You know, once again, and what's bad is I'm looking at the picture, and of course it's a black dude, so I'm already like, come on, dog, no. And Kimberly has been seducing the neighbor and training the neighbor's dog to hit it from the back.
And beat it up, huh?
Yeah, only he ain't beating the dog up. The dog is beating him up.
Whew.
And, you know, once again,
there's a new definition to fucking sick. You know that?
Exactly. And I see the black dude. I'm like, no, man, come on.
Like, dude,
what you doing?
Did you really have to do that to us?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. And he's doing it, and the neighbors can see it. Neighbor, the woman who owned the dog, Miss Carolyn Morris, was like, yo, Caroline Morris, my bad. She called police because she was suspecting it, and then she saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe it's time, because I don't want to live in a world where black men is wearing, they got bombs in their drawers now.
Right.
You know,
it's shitting in people's cars.
Right.
On purpose.
On purpose.
Wearing drawers that got bombs in them.
Right.
Not only are they fucking dogs, but they allow dogs to fuck them and other animals.
Mm. Yeah, just let it be done. I'm tapping out.
You can't take no more.
I'm tapping out. We already got enough stereotypes. if you want to drop these in, it's like we can't recover from that.
I don't know. I'm optimistic. I think we can get over this.
All right. Well, I guess we can go off your optimism. Maybe that'll carry the day. Sort of like, well, and since you being an optimist, I guess we can talk about Mr. Wesley Warren Jr., who is asking for donations for $1 million surgery to remove 100 pounds of tissue from his nut sack.
King Kong, hey, oh, I'm sorry.
Exactly. He's got a rare condition known as scrotal elephantiasis.
Yeah, elephantitis.
Yeah.
Elephantitis.
Whatever. he's got, it's $1 million surgery to move 100 pounds. I mean, you want to talk about, you know, I got big nuts. So, anyway, before we get to the joke, if you want to help out, homie, you can hit him up at benefitballsack@yahoo.com.
Oh, fucking come on, man.
that's his website. benefitballsack@yahoo.com.
Well, okay, can I ask a question? Now, you know how there has been a lot of scams associated with donating money to people for different causes, and you have to prove that the cause is legitimate.
Hey, well, I guess maybe what he can do is he can actually, like, Skype cam with the people so they can see his actual nutsack. I would not be one of those people.
<You know. laughs> Oh, wow.
So,
so $100 per pound?
No, that was $1,000 a pound.
$1,000 a pound.
So, I guess every dollar counts.
Yeah. I would say.
Yeah.
100 pound that graduates.
Yeah.
And you know there's some freak out there that is turned on by that. If we got guys letting dogs bend them over.
Well, I'm personally gonna think ain't a long line of women or men that's trying to holler at the man with 100 pound nut sack.
Can you imagine what the... Never mind, I ain't going to say it.
Yeah. Anyway. We go on that note, we going to go on break, man. This is this is off the Irene Project, Volume 2. Love My City.
Three, man.
Marketing, like,
Project Volume 2, Love My City. And speaking of loving my city, we're gonna get the fellas on from Big Chuck Entertainment so we can talk to them about what they got happening. If they care to.
Hello?
Hey, welcome to Smooth Drama, sir.
How y'all doing?
How y'all doing?
We're good, man. Yeah, we're doing good.
Hey. Miss 100% here. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
That's right.
All right. So talk to us. Just play this song, Love My City. What's going into the Irene Project Volume 2?
Man, the Irene Project Volume 2, man, it's just like a... It's pretty much just like a mixture of everything, man. It's a whole lot of club bangers, street stuff.
Something for the ladies.
Got a whole lot of things for the ladies. You're the One.
College students, anybody.
Of course. So it's basically, man, just like a mixture, man. You know, while doing it, we had in mind, if you guys remember, like Dr. Dre's Chronic.
Yeah.
And it was just
just a mixture.
Another way of saying something fire, you know what I mean? Like, in so many ways, I don't know if y'all know exactly what Irene is, but it's a very strong strand of exotic Kush.
Yeah.
And I guess that's, we were kind of comparing the material to something like that, man. It's like just some really fire stuff from Alabama, man.
All right. So, when did y'all form BCE?
BCE actually started, man, like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Me personally, man, I have been in a group called Alabama Power Alpo with Attitude and Tig Knight here in Alabama. And you know, after that thing, everybody went, you know, kind of went their own way in that group. So, you know, I got with some young guys I knew, man, and just decided, you know, I got with Cuz here, we just decided we was going to start our own label, man. And we got with some young guys, Young Walla, Young Tucker, Razor Blade, he's in Atlanta right now. And we brought those guys together, man, and it was just an instant chemistry. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we even got some R&B cats, man. Shout out to Nico. And people just started loving it, man. When we went in the studio and started doing stuff and started putting it on the streets, man, people were like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, y'all stuff is just so much different than everything everybody else around the city is putting out, man. So we just ran with it, man. And it's just been, you know, it's been a blessing.
Yeah.
All right. So as far as musically, what was your influences coming up?
Oh, man. Man, me personally, man, Scarface, Ghetto Boys, Jay-Z,
UGK,
you know,
okay. Anybody.
All of the cats from the South, man, that like really was just doing something that was just outside the box, man. It just wasn't making everything just sound all South, if you know what I mean by that.
Right.
More universal.
Yeah, more of a universal sound, man. We like guys that can spit. So we put some guys together that we know can really rap, you know what I'm saying? And that was the whole purpose of it, man, and that's what BCE is all about.
Yeah. Versatility.
Versatility, that's the word we're looking for right there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have a question. I heard recently that you, you know, gave up the Kush.
I did. I'm 2 weeks clean. I'm off the Kush. I'm feeling better than ever. You know what I'm saying? The world can look out because the clean Big Chuck is some too.
Okay, so I wanted to ask, what was the influence on giving that up? And because you know that it's a stigma attached to hip-hop artists or rappers that in order to be real, you gotta get high all the time. You got to stay high. So...
Hey, I totally disagree with that. You know, a lot of artists feel like, from what I've seen, a lot of artists feel like they're at their most creative state of mind or whatever. Mm-hmm. When they got a good buzz going, they're more laid back. You know what I mean? But me, you know, I started thinking more of on from the CEO standpoint here. You know, I don't want to be in a meeting with somebody real important, man, I've been smoking all night, you know, my thoughts. I might make some wrong decisions, anything. So, you know, I just decided, you know, if I'm going to be blessed with this, then I need to go into it with a clear head, you know what I mean?
Right.
Right.
You know, being high and all, you know, hey, I can do that after we get that first meal. I celebrate then. I blaze it up then. But until then, man, I'm you know, I got to be about my business. So,
Speaking on that, I wanted to say, I mean, I support that 5,000%. I think that's the most important thing instead of the old days and Big Red holding your ankles outside the window, taking all your money.
You exactly, man. And I was bad though, man. If y'all was here, man, hey, I was bad. I mean, every spot we would show at, man, if the VIP told me we couldn't smoke, we ain't really want to be there. You know what I'm saying? So, bad, man. So it was like, I needed it. You know, I got a 13-year-old son, man, and you know, I just got to set some real good examples. Right. And, you know, everybody support, my family support me. You know, and of course, JR and I, we're first cousins, man. And, you know,
support
you got to support each other. You know what I'm saying? So, and I feel like, you know, from a religious standpoint, I feel like God won't bless you if you're born in something kind of, you know, not focused. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
You have to know what you want. You have to ask for what you want and know what you want and then get up and go after it. You can't just sit back and keep on complaining about everything. And leading, and by saying that, I wanted to lead into the I know recently you guys heard about the Rick Ross thing where he was sick and the planes landed here at the airport because he kept having seizures. Well, there were some comments made, and I wanted to kind of get y'all point of view on the comments now. I'm going to take away the things that people say about him or the things that he's done and just focus basically on the fact that he's a human being regardless of what he's done. I was upset about the comments because they said, you know, one of the comments said, oh, yeah, fat and black, of course he had a seizure because he was snorting cocaine. So what do you guys feel about that, by somebody saying because a person is fat and black that and they had to be snorting cocaine in order to have a seizure? Because, you know, all rappers snort cocaine if they're fat and black. So basically that's what, you know, the stigma and the stereotyping.
That's like a very bad stereotype. I mean, that's like with anything, you know. I mean, no particular type of shape, form, or fashion, or color, or creed do a certain thing just because of that. So I just like, you know,
it's just stupidity,
narrow,
man.
Narrow,
you
know, way of thinking.
He's a successful black man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The man is nice on the mic. The man is obviously about his business. He's getting it. You know what I'm saying? You can't help but to respect that, man.
Exactly.
And we kind of come from like the same type of background, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Ross made it, man. So for somebody to say something like that, you know, when I hear stuff like that, it's just kind of like hip hop police, man. You know, they out there and they just looking and waiting on these successful brothers to make that one mistake so they can just jump all over.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like with T.I., for example. I don't mean to be getting off of Ross, but you know, T.I. As soon as he got out. You know, the people was all on him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're watching him. Everybody made mistakes, though, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think what happened with the T.I. thing was more of them wanting to set an example of him. I mean, because they put him back in jail because he left on the tour bus.
Right.
A fancy tour bus, as opposed to, oh, he should have went in an old broke down Volkswagen. That would have been good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that was more a message to brothers like yourself, like, yeah, don't try to get too uppity because we're going to take you down.
Right.
Exactly, man. And like I said, it's obvious, man. Same thing happened with Wayne in New York.
Yeah.
He went out there, you know, he had some trouble with the cops or whatever. And he went out there on stage and he spoke his mind about it there in New York about NYPD. And as soon as his ass got on that bus to get ready to leave, bam, they blitzed him, you know. And they found his celebration pack or whatever, you know what I mean? And, you know, you know what, man?
Well,
we hadn't got to that part, that I guess that level of it yet, but, you know, we are well aware that they watch. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, and I was going to say, you know, in those situations, I think sometimes, and I'm not going to say that these rappers did it because that's a different situation, but sometimes you got to be smart. If you know you're going to diss the cops,
none of the hell come on you.
Yeah, you can't be holding.
You right, man. And I, like I said, I go back to T, I kind of blame him too, man, because he had just got out. And I look at it like this, man. I know T.I. at least 20 million plus, man. You know what I'm saying? Right. Man, you can pay somebody to ride with all your thugs, man. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You ain't got to have it in the car with you, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Have it waiting on you when you get there.
Exactly.
That's all. Now, speaking of getting there, I know y'all got your Love My City tour. What we can look forward to when we see the Love My City tour?
Man, the whole theme of Love My City tour is, we know, like, everybody, no matter where you're from, state, city, or whatever, you love where you're from, man.
Wherever you are,
just
one love to your city, wherever you are.
Never forget where you're from. Love your city. Whether, you know, take the good with the bad, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm raised in a place where there's a lot of poverty, a lot of teenage pregnancy, a lot of drugs, if I'm somewhere else, though, I'm never down where I'm from, man. I never forget that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much every hood in the United States.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, you know,
but a lot of people,
so far,
they come
go
from
ahead.
A lot of people want to act like it's a lot of, I'm from Ohio.
Right.
And it's a lot of people, a lot of musicians and artists that came in groups that came out of Ohio, specifically Dayton, Ohio. And when they made it, they pretended like, you know, Ohio wasn't nothing to them, but Ohio is the one that gave them their start and gave them that love. But then all of a sudden, New York and L.A. and everything else, but they didn't know nothing about New York and L.A. until they made it. So,
right.
Well, but for some reason, I got that five heartbeats. Why we trying to cross over to them? Why can't they cross over to
us? Yeah,
exactly. But, you know, love my city, man. You know, we named it towards that because, you know, everywhere we go, we're going to find somebody that loves where they from, man.
Yeah.
And it's just a good way of representing.
Exactly.
And, you know.
Love our city.
We love our city, man. You know what I'm saying?
When we come to check out the Love My City tour, you know, what can we look forward to? We know that you do the drop New Year's Eve 2012, even though, according to a couple of people, we ain't going to get there tomorrow. So.
Yeah.
Man, when you come to see the Love My City tour, man, I'm going to say Love My Something. I ain't going to say what I'm going to say. But, when you come to see it, man, you expect a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Because you'll be able to look and say, man, hey, them cats, like, really do love their city, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's just a way of us letting people know, man, just, you know, represent, man. Represent in a good way and, you know, always be positive in some type of way, man. And don't all the time just try to, you know, just show the negative parts of where you're from, man. Be proud of it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. But like, you know, we got a lot of features on here, you know, from people around the city. But we try to unite as one. So we're trying to make this, if we can snowball this movement, and that's what we want to do. So
keyword movement, man. Right. Movement.
So your first album is the compilation. Are you coming out with one guy and then the next guy?
Well, the Irene Project Part 2 is more so giving you, it's giving you the family, man, the Big Chuck Entertainment family.
Okay.
You know, you're going to get a little bit of all of it. You're going to hear the CEO spitting some on there. We got Young Tucker, which is the first artist that we'll be, you know, pushing from the label. And then we have Young Gwala. He's going to be tearing the clubs up with the busted wide open strip club type feel. And it's like you're shopping the artists in all different directions.
Well, can I say that when you make the video, I need to see that?
No doubt, but no fact. Hey, we can shoot some in Atlanta and some in Birmingham.
Yeah.
And, that busted wide open, man. Y'all be looking for that one, man. It's
y'all need to calm down.
What? I just want to see the video. I ain't asking for a lot, you know.
Hey, we're gonna make sure, man. We're gonna shoot that to you, man. As soon as we get that done.
I gotta peep that.
Hey, we like five videos in right now, man. Independently, man. You know, we getting a lot of respect for that. You know what I'm saying? We like five videos in, man. We're messing with some real good, like some of the top cats shooting videos for my state, man. You know,
exactly.
Kenny Luke, a.k.a. Kenny the Man's Luke,
exactly.
Dino Tarantino, you know.
That's a tech support.
That's him, tech support, bow, you know what I'm saying? he shot the G's up in the Big Chuck, S-H-I-T, with Tig Knight. And it's more like on a hip-hop level type thing, man. And,
man.
We just make some good. We got, man, God really like, we feel like God really got his hands on us, man. We making some good decisions.
Yeah, exactly.
And just going in, man, for Bama.
All right.
And you said one key word, independent. Independently. Is you not selling out or you trying to, you're a businessman. And that's the aspect that I wanted to bring out, and the aspect that I really love about Big Chuck Entertainment is that it may not be perfect for everybody, but the point behind it is that you all are young black businessmen. Y'all are positive. Y'all are men that love y'all children, take care of y'all children, honor y'all.
Father, yes.
So,
we are indeed fathers, not blood, not sperm donors.
Yeah.
We take care of our kids. We help with homework.
Hold on.
Yeah, man, we get down. Man,
how
like
y'all gonna be gangster rappers taking care of kids? Come on, man.
That's what I wanted to get to, right?
We're setting a different standard, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like my man Obama said when he first started running for president, man, life is about change.
Exactly.
And you know, things gotta change, man. You ain't got to me a gangster is a good father. A guy that's holding down a household, a guy that's, you know what I'm saying, a guy that'll take care of his kids and other kids as well.
Exactly.
That's the most gangster guy in the world to me. You know what I mean?
Hold on. Well, you done lost about 99% of your gangster homies right there.
Man, I'm saying, look, man, we come from the street, man. Ain't no doubt about that. We come from the street, man. And if you came to Alabama or especially the Birmingham area, man, you ask around, you hear about Big Chuck, man. You're going to hear some things. You know what I'm saying? You'll hear some things. You know what I'm saying?
don't cop to it on there.
we got these kids, man, and they growing up, man. You know, you can't let them, you know, the older they get, man, they comprehend stuff.
Right.
You know.
By example.
Yeah. So.
Let us know. If we wanted to catch up to Big Chuck Entertainment, we want to catch him online and whatnot, where can we catch you brothers at?
Let them know, cuz.
You can catch Big Chuck Entertainment on Facebook. It's Big Chuck ENT. Look us up on there. We're also on Twitter at Big Chuck ENT. It's B-I-G-G.
Yeah, it's two G's now.
C-H-U-C-K-E-N-T. Make sure you keep both of those G's.
We all over them, man. We got music all on Tag.
On Tag, YouTube.
YouTube, Reverb Nation. We hustleholics, man. That's what we like to call ourselves, man.
Exactly. All right. Well, you know, can't do nothing but respect that.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, we all over them, man. When y'all get a chance, y'all go to YouTube and check out some of the vids and everything, man. You'll see exactly what type of movement we're trying to crank up down this way, man.
All right. Well.
It's going to work.
I want to thank you, brothers, for coming on the show.
Amen.
I appreciate it, y'all. And I want to see that video. I don't see that video. I'm going to have to follow behind y'all. And
you might have to come be an extra or something, man. Throw some money with some booties or something, man.
It ain't nothing but a word to me.
Right.
I need to get the ticket.
Okay. And then the next one will be the Love My Titty tour.
I'm there too.
Y'all are all ate up in the brain. I enjoy talking to y'all. Thank you again for coming on.
Yeah, sure, man. Big shout out, man, to Smooth Drama Radio,
exactly.
Big Chuck Entertainment, 7706 Emotion, man. We in here, man. And we love y'all for just reaching out to us, man. Y'all going to hear from us again. That's no doubt.
All right. We love you coming on, brother.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. And good luck. All right, Big Chuck Entertainment. Don't forget, it ain't one G, it's two G's. You got to double up.
Double up.
Right.
To love my titty too.
Yeah, that's my titty. Hey, I'm on it. And on that note, we gonna go on break here. This is per Miss 100%, because you know she was feeling gangsters today. This is The Horseman, featuring Rob Kai, Killer Priest, Cannabis, and Corrupt. This shit right here.
This shit right here. Oh.
Four Dark Riders, the Black Demon Revelation.
Nigga, my nigga, guaranteed. This shit right here, nigga. This shit right here, guaranteed. Hip hop quotables, nigga. Every verse, nigga. Step your game up, nigga. Horseman, nigga. I'ma show you how to rap, nigga. Show you how to rap.
HRSMN, no vowels. I don't give a shit, no vowels.
No
white flag waving, no throwing in towels. Clash of the Titans, more mechanical owls. I hang with the Gorgons and Scythian witches. Cannibalize nigga, cauldron full of boiling bitches. And you don't know the half, so you just 49% of a stupid son of a bitch. And concerning the spit, I'm a hot dog like burning a pit. Get my 23 on, spell team with an eye quick. You ain't your sister, get off of my dick. If you believe every rapper claiming they five bricks. I got a bridge in London to sell you. Gravity, death, Razzie, three things that never fail you. I get around like the side view of Lady Gaga. Here to fuck your life up like black baby mama. Wish Granny could have lived to see President Obama. Instead of seeing a hometown underwater, at least she in a better place. Learning is a gift, pain is my teacher, two steps ahead of fate. Cause these rap niggas crazy spitters. Do Catholic priests make good babysitters? I'm a lazy spitter, but hip-hop made me glitter. Till I'm Daddy Kane and Pun and Christopher Wallace. Even made me bigger, and they renamed me Digger. Praise me, nigga. Flame these cats up, put they dick in the dirt. Wrinkle them up till they looking like Mr. Bigglesworth.
This shit right here, nigga. This shit right here, nigga. Right here. This shit, nigga. This shit here, nigga. This shit's called death, nigga.
Like I went to Shakespeare graveyard, punching the dirt. Break through his casket, grab on his shirt, pull him back to the earth, put on his jacket, took on his accent to spit a verse. Started rapping with a six sentence smirk. Took his skeleton and melted him. Cold night in the season with my hellish pen. The devil's den, murder of crows in flight over this cold yellow skin. Angels and demons impaled in my lens. Women screaming, vivid scenes on my picture screens. Call me immortal, to hunt a hunger. Under fire, thunder eyes and slumber. Rhymes of wonder, magic under earth. Right like you strike matches. Rung a curse among the first. Rapping
one quarter horseman, one quarter stallion offspring. You ain't half the man my boss been. The Carhartt King, molecule spin. It's shit by the rib and peel caterpillar skin. Capricorn was the first one born. Wasn't long before Aquarius was warned about the meteor storm. I go to Area 51 with my 15-year-old son. Rifles and guns, tasers on sun. Gemini, Janus, dream merchant, dangerous. Dr. Doom, stainless faces. Locked behind cages, frustrated with the scorpion. With cancer crustaceans, pacing back and forth from the face. To the bus station, lock horns with Taurus and Aries. Big house on the prairie, various verses to the Virgo Mary. Vendetta, light as a feather. Heavy go getter, Libra lawyers writing me letters to sue me for my cheddar. Sagittarius statues, black shoes and white shoes, and hues of dark reds and bright blues. I'm a lion in the shade, heavily sedated, so I behave. Drink pints of tea and eat fish eggs. But this shit right here got legs. Run you right off the edge. Wake up in bed next to a horse head. Be the horse head.
Right here, nigga. Right here, nigga.
Militant murder mongrel, hungry, starving, carving niggas up like Thanksgiving turkeys. Carved in your chest is headless ranger, rawhide, ramrod, sinking to the sands of time. Drowning war, am I? Pure poison, poetry that's used like nukes. Mustard gas thrown from the throat to the poop. Barbaric, I'm sick of you internet riders. You ain't riding, you hiding behind your computer. You ain't a shooter, you somebody that I'm dying to meet. So I can spread your body parts on the street. Listen to Lil Manson, I'm trying to explain. I spit shit that split and enhance the pain. I spit shit that lift like elevators and cranes. You spit shit that's ignored, young man adore. Inducer, stone face, my bitch Medusa. Gladiator, galactic, sporadic, busting, active, frantic, making it the panic button. You wear panties, your pussy probably wet as my bitch. Whole base, suck a nigga with intentions to snitch. back in 85. Your game is lame, nothing changed, it all stays the same. Radical battle mode, Galactica, cuz on trip, spectacular, accurate, Gatling gun on spit. My relatives bugging, supposed to be my family, supposed to be my cousin. Earthquakes are imminent, rhyming is real. What you say, you gotta lay a job for a kill.
Shit right here, nigga. Shit right here, nigga. Right here. This shit, nigga. This shit here, nigga. This shit go deaf, nigga. You mean I'm gonna hit it and die, nigga? Is that the... No, nigga, not deaf, nigga. Deaf. You hit this shit twice, nigga. You can't hear shit.
Together, you got it.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was the Horseman. This shit right here. Because, you know, we believe in hardcore hip hop. And as always, what we say in this one, going hard in the paint.
Going hard in the paint.
Y'all don't know. Watch out. Miss 100 coming down the lane, 363 dunk on that ass.
You are so crazy.
Yeah. And speaking of dunking on that ass, you know what time it is. This is the time of the week where we talk about the dumb asses of the week that just... They just stupid for no reason whatsoever. On purpose, maybe not. It don't matter. But they don't make sense to us. And that's why we riding on them. So who we riding on?
All right. I got a good one for y'all tonight. Philip Winnicott, an 81-year-old man, has been arrested for impersonating a doctor. 5 years ago, Winnicott went to a apartment complex in Lauderdale Lakes carrying a black doctor's bag. He knocked on a woman's door, 36-year-old woman's door, and he allegedly said he was visiting on behalf of a local hospital. Told the woman he was in the neighborhood offering free breast exams.
Hey.
The patient let him into her apartment. He began the exam, touching the victim's chest. He moved an unglove, removed the ungloved hand to the woman's genitals and further molested her. Now, they said that he's duped at least two women into having their breasts examined, and he struck a plea with prosecutors, three counts of sexual battery, two counts of practicing medicine without a license, two counts of simple battery, and one count of using the title of doctor without a license. So, an 81-year-old man going around performing breast exams.
Okay. First, he's a dumbass, but I'm thinking the people that actually let a stranger in.
Well, that was my angle.
You ain't old.
He's smart. They're dumb to let him in.
If you let a stranger into your house who's saying, I'm giving free breast exams.
And not only that.
Ain't that everybody in the hood?
Ungloved. And then she proceeded to let him touch her genitals. 36.
Yeah. Yeah. She's not the sharpest tool in the shed. We just going to say that. She need to hang out with my dumb asses, which is a group of kidnappers who stole a disabled woman's dog, held it for ransom. What they asked for? They wanted $1,000 and her prescription drugs. You know, they even were smart enough to text message her, claiming to have the dog.
Mm.
Yeah.
From their personal phone.
Oh, you know it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So I'm thinking they probably should have just hung out with old girl that was letting people just come over and get free fields. It probably been a little bit more fruitful. I mean, this is a woman who's in the wheelchair now, and they take her dog and say, we want $1,000 in cash and you're paying medicine.
They go snap the dog's neck, or they go teach the dog to seduce them.
Well, they should be forced to. They should be tied up, and the dog should have his way with their ass. Teaching.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like an old disabled woman in the wheelchair dog. You. For her prescription drugs and $1,000, you gonna go to jail for some prescription? Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Now listen. Now I know that I had reservations about playing about, you know, the end of the world thing. Okay, so now I'm like you. Now I see it all.
That's what I'm saying. It's like if this where we at. Shit, we just need to end this shit.
We just need to hang it up because it ain't going to get no better.
But, like, you talk about the people, the guy pretending like he's a doctor. You know, there's a woman, well, a couple folks, actually, pretending to be cops. Like, this woman, she pretended to be a law enforcement officer and pull over a school bus. And there was another guy who pretended to be a cop. And he pulls over a real cop. And it brings me back to, you know, you talking about the end of the world. Remember how it used to be playing cops and robbers,
mm-hmm.
You know? And it's like now you seeing folks, they want to be the cops so bad that as grown-ups, they're pretending to be real cops.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, are you so emasculated
mm-hmm.
that you feel the need to pretend to be a cop so you can feel like you got some power in your life?
Yes, that's the truth. That's what it is.
You know, I mean, it's so sad. I mean, you know, we always talk about when we go through our fuck the police moments where I'm talking about all these damn cop shows that's on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, y'all really love these damn cop shows? I mean, it's like 45 cop shows on TV.
Yeah, quite a few.
I can't take it. I can't turn on the channel without a goddamn cop show on.
Make you feel nervous. You ain't done nothing but make you think, like, damn, did I do something? And make sure I'm clean.
Yeah, no, it's not even that. It's like they make the cops look so heroic. Why they setting your ass up?
That's true. That's the truth.
That's what I see every week. I'm watching it like, yeah, see, that's how they do. That's that trignology right there.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are identifying with their oppressor so much they want to be their oppressor.
So dissatisfied with their own life that they just want to change every aspect of it, even the way that they look.
Yeah, and speaking of changing the way that they look, Vibes Cartel dance hall artist, who coincidentally in murder and conspiracy charges. But, you know, murder and conspiracy charges don't stop him from launching that new line of cosmetics, which includes a skin lightening cream. Now, this brother used to be dark-skinned, you know, a la Sammy Sosa, a la Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, he is because I guess he's trying to look white, but as my homie's saying, you know, ain't no white person look like that.
He peached.
They got that ghoulish look.
Looks like Tales from the Crypt.
Right. Exactly. And the Tales from the Crypt person is like, hell no.
That's what competition.
I mean, in my category. I mean, and you see these brothers and sisters, and you're like, damn, dog. I mean, you used to look human.
Right.
But now, yeah, I don't even want to look. I mean, because no disrespect to the late Michael Jackson, but I don't think there's anybody who can say that he looked like another human being on earth.
That's true.
Once he was done.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you naturally attacked your body, and you went from, and you go from your natural beauty to something. Space alien, maybe that's the space alien. They want to make you look like them.
Yeah.
So you use this bleaching cream or whatnot. You know, we're at a plastic stage.
Where, yeah.
It seems like nobody's comfortable with where they are. You know, you got the lip injections, the butt injections, the implants, you know, with all the cosmetic surgery, the black women and the hair and the you know, you watch that show, that movie Hair, and how weave is $1 million industry.
Billion.
Yeah. Indian hair. Ain't no women in India have damn hair. Now, but you as a black woman, you can't sell your hair. I mean, what's that saying? I mean, where are we at when we're at a point in our life where, one, looking like you is the worst thing in the world.
Right.
Where you just, I can't look like me no more.
Mm-hmm.
So you turn yourself into a monster.
Right. And that's why that comment about the whole Rick Ross thing really bugged me so much, because it was, okay, they didn't comment on his past. They didn't comment on that the man was sick. Their main point was that they said that he was fat and black, as if being fat and black is the worst possible being in life that you could be. Like, you're already fat, but then you have the nerve to be a dark-skinned black man. So now you really scraping the bottom of the barrel is what they were saying. And when are we going to come to a point where we stop giving a damn as black people, what they have to say about us? Because if you look at it, they're trying to get like us with tanning and, like you said, the lip injections and, you know, butt implants and all those types of things. And, you know, it's just ridiculous. They're trying to be like us, but you don't want to be you.
Yeah.
Something is wrong.
Unfortunately. And caller, I'm sorry, Blackfield. We only have a minute. I would get you in, man, because I see you on the switchboard there. But definitely, it's a sad state of affairs when we just, it ain't cool to be who you are. And to be who I am is like scraping the barrel.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't learn to love yourself, who's going to learn to love you? And on that note, I want to thank Big Chuck Entertainment and the crew, JR, all them for coming on the show. Thank you, Miss 100%, for being the great co-host that you are. Shout out to my man Black Steel. Sorry, bruh. I will definitely get to you on the next go round. Smooth Drama. I'm Dick Hugger, aka F the N word, for my fabulous co-host, Miss 100%. We out. Peace. We'll be right back.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth.